Hall, Lucinda. Battle Creek, Michigan, April 5th, 1861. Dear Lucinda, Abby Hall. We returned from our western journey last Tuesday, some weeks sooner than we intended. It was so muddy we could not travel from one place to another without great weariness. We have no strength to lose or throw away. We expect fierce conflicts with the powers of darkness, and we believe the shaking time has come. My cry is, stay not thy hand, O God. Let everything that can be shaken be shaken. Let us know who is upon the sure foundation, who is on the Lord's side. Never, never did I see James so discouraged, so desperately discouraged as now. I have feared that he would tear himself from the office and have nothing to do with the business matters. The trials which occurred last summer have so shaken his confidence in his brethren, especially ministers, that I fear he will never recover from it. He calls to mind the disinterested part he has acted in this cause, and then the abuse he has suffered, and his courage fails. Some think it strange that Brother White should feel so discouraged. But look at Brother Rhodes and Brother Holt. Down. They have chosen to follow their own course, and now they are of no use. God will not accept them. The brethren and sisters blame us for not speaking out before, but we have studied and prayed and spent many hours of anxiety and sorrow to know just what was our duty in regard to individuals whose names we have mentioned. We have spoken because the cause demanded it. The cause of God is a part of us. Our experience and lives are interwoven with this cause. We have had no separate existence. It has been a part of our very being. The believers in present truth have seemed like our children. When the cause of God prospers, we are happy. But when wrongs exist among them, we are unhappy. And nothing can make us glad. The earth, its treasures and joys are nothing to us. Our interest is not here. Is it then strange that my husband, with his sensitive feelings, should suffer in mind? Yes, his mind has bordered on insanity in regard to these things. Brother Rhodes may suffer in mind, but others have suffered on his account long enough. He is not the only one who has suffered. He knows but little of the sufferings of mind my husband has endured while his interest has been wholly in this cause. He has been a preacher, an editor, a coal porter, and a financier. And yet ministers who had nothing to do but study the Bible and preach could become skillful workmen, yet have failed to live upon the plan of addition. Add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, etc. 2 Peter 1, verse 5. Instead of adding, they have been living upon the plan of subtraction, and that is why they are so feeble and tottering. Those who will be thorough in this sacred work, God will accept, but he will not accept the labors of those whose influence and doings, words and acts, outweigh all the good they might do. Such had better tarry in Jerusalem until they are endued with power from on high. My spirit is stirred within me. I will speak. I will not keep silence. I have girded the armor about me. I am prepared for battle. Let it come. In the name of the Lord of hosts, I will go forth and act any part which God may assign me. The cause is the Lord's. Truth will triumph. God will not leave his children to perish. On our western journey, we became acquainted with Brother Shortridge, a preacher who has been in the truth about 3 months. He is a powerful preacher. We took him with us to Illinois, that he might become acquainted with us and with the brethren and sisters in present truth. We like him and think he will do good work. He needs a little more experience. Then he will be a giant in this work. He is very, very poor. Well, Lucinda, are you coming to see us this fall? We are making calculations to have you come.
If we come to New York, will you return with us?
We need just such a cheerful body in our family. What do you say? Will you come and get recruited? For we do not want you to work hard and wear out with us. Jenny is enjoying good health, except a cold, and colds this time of year are quite common. Henry, Edson, and Willie are all suffering from the effects of severe colds. Father and Mother White are afflicted with the same. Sarah has quite hard times with her young family. She suffers much from scrofulous sores, and she has her hands full, I assure you. As my husband has written, I will say nothing about your donations. Much love to all your family. I want to see you all very much. Write to us often. In much love. Jenny says she will write to you soon.